soul winning. I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. John 4:35. One of the most important tasks of our church is to make every member a witness for Christ. This can be done by training everyone to share the gospel, and be encouraging one another to keep sharing the gospel. However, what we often find is that training in evangelism alone does not automatically make us soul winners. Many may use their new skills initially to win souls for Christ. But quite often, the zeal dies down after some time. How many who have gone through our church evangelism training are still actively sharing the gospel today? Perhaps only a handful. And one reason why this often happens is that it takes a lot of motivation to put in that extra effort to find opportunities to win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that motivation is often what we lack. In the secular world, a problem like this would be addressed by offering attractive incentives or rewards for work, incentives like the prospect of higher pay, promotion, some recognition or award. Well, did you know that the work of winning souls for Christ also has very good incentives? But these incentives are not in terms of money, or promotion or awards or material bonuses, but in terms of better things than that. Let us find out what great incentives we have for soul winning, as we study the passage of Scripture in John 4:27-42. This passage describes a significant event that took place after Jesus had converted a Samaritan woman. It all happened when Jesus and his disciples stopped to rest from their journey at Jacob's well, near the town of Sychar. The time was 12 noon and they were all tired and hungry. So his disciples left him there while they went to town to buy food. And during the time they were away, our Lord took the opportunity to witness to a Samaritan woman who came to the well. As a result of this, she was saved and she began to tell other Samaritans about Christ. The disciples returned with food when Christ was still talking to her. But they wondered why he was talking with her and did not seem to be interested to find out what was happening. They were only concerned that their master should have something to eat. But Jesus had something even greater to be concerned about. Here was an excellent and tremendous opportunity to save a lost soul. Our Lord was excited and anxious to win souls, and he wanted his disciples to share his excitement and get involved in the work he was doing. So he challenged them by speaking about the rewards of soul winning. In your sermon outline, you will see that there are at least three kinds of rewards that we may receive for soul winning. To have satisfaction in the great privilege of soul winning. This is the main point of verse 31-34. The disciples had seen Jesus speaking to the Samaritan woman, and they had just seen her going away and leaving her water pot behind, because she was really excited at having found the Savior. But all that did not seem to affect them very much. They were hardly excited or interested about this. Why was this so? Because their minds were already preoccupied with food. All that mattered was that they had bought food sufficient for themselves and their master, and that Jesus should now enjoy a meal with them. Our Lord indicated to them that there was a kind of food that was far more satisfying than what they had brought, and it is one they too should be more interested in. He said, "I have food to eat that ye know not of." I think that we can see a bit of our own selves in these disciples. Most of the time our minds are focused on day-to-day mundane issues. We are concerned about physical rewards like food and drink, rest and sleep, clothes, shelter and some recreation. And it is all right to have some concern about these things since they are needful to us for life on earth. But often we tend to become overly concerned about them. We do not think of anything else except these things. And because we are already so preoccupied with them, we hardly get excited about the more important things in life which we should value more. Let us do a little assessment. Would you forego a tasty meal as easily as you would forego your daily quiet time? Would you forego an opportunity to rest if there was an opportunity for you to lead a friend to Christ? Would you forego buying the shirt or blouse you always wanted, if the money could be used to buy a Bible for a non-Christian friend who would like to read God's Word? If you find it hard to answer yes to all these questions without the least hesitation, then perhaps you are too preoccupied with seeking satisfaction in earthly rewards. Your concern for these things is just too great. There is something important that you have missed because of it. It is the great privilege of having a part in God's glorious work. This should be of greater importance to us. We should desire this privilege. It should become like our food and drink, something we cannot do without. What Jesus said in verse 34 should become our own personal motto in life: "My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work." Unless doing the will of God is your priority and you even regard it as a basic necessity, you are not going to get very far in soul winning. Is there any work in this world that is as great as God's work of salvation? If someone came to your house one day and told you that you have been specially selected to be part of a very important national task force that will effectively solve once and for all the problems our country is facing, would you turn down such an offer? I don't think so. Just the thought that you can have even a small part in such a momentous work would excite your imagination and move you to lay aside all things of lesser importance. How much more then should we be willing to lay aside other lesser pursuits in order to have a part in the greatest work that God is doing in this world? The privilege itself is enough reward for us. But that is not the only reward available for those who win souls.